Regular listeners will know that Brianna drove a Genesis GV60 a few months ago and loved it. I wanted the chance to spend some more time in it, and last week I got to drive the performance all-wheel drive model. It's priced from a touch under $115,000 plus the usual cost, so it's a bit expensive, as most EVs are. However, you get a lot for your money. It's stylish, sleek, and coupe-like in exterior design. The interior is minimalist and functional. There are a bunch of clever and cool features like the digital cameras for rearview mirrors. The fingerprint recognition seems technology for technology's sake. The GV60 is quiet, smooth and responsive to drive. In performance mode, it will do 4-second 0 to 100km/h times. This comes from the 77.4kWh battery with some 360kW of power and a healthy 700Nm of torque. On a full charge, it's good for about 450km. Charging at fast chargers isn't bad, but doing it at home on a normal 10-amp, 240-volt plug takes forever. Overall, I really like the Genesis GV60. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Have you checked out ecocarguide.com.au yet? It is your new go-to resource for everything on electric and electrified vehicles. Head to ecocarguide.com.au now for a review of the Genesis GV70 EV. Family-size SUVs can also be electrified, like the Santa Fe Highlander Hybrid. Check out a review of that one as well. There's so much to see, so much to read. Ecocarguide.com.au, your go-to resource for everything EV.